This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Now, we've been talking about worldview this week, the answers that we give to the key questions of life about human nature, the kind of universe we're in, how we make sense of evil and injustice, and why the world appears to be not the way it's supposed to be. I'm talking with Simon Smart, who's done a bit of thinking about this. Now, Simon, you've brought up these questions that James Sayer has posed in order to work out what kind of worldview we have. Now, these questions are, who am I? What's the nature of a human being? Where am I? What's the nature of the universe that I find myself in? Now, last time we talked about the way that the Christian worldview really affirms the physical creation, affirms it to be a good thing. Now, Simon, I know that, you know, you and I can walk out of the office right now and see that the world is patently not good. How do we make sense of evil and injustice and things that are wrong in our world?
The world isn't the way it appears that it ought to be. There's a huge human predicament in this. We all sort of long for something better. It's a wonderful world, but it's a tough world as well. I mean, there's large and terrifying events every day that we see, and you mentioned some of them in your introduction.
But, I mean, any evening on, you know, just watching the news will tell us this, that the world can be a cruel place, a really dangerous and brutal place.
Yeah, it can, and any night, if you watch SBS News particularly, which is the real world news, you'll learn that any night you'll see this horror show in lots of ways. Mm. But even when we're protected from that sort of, you know, big conspicuous event, we all know that fear and loss and brokenness, dashed hopes, disappointment is you know, and death, we have to say, is part of our problem. Hugh McKay, the social commentator, talks about this. He says, you know, as he's observed people over many, many decades, he said all his observations of people, he says he hasn't met anyone who's made it to their middle years without a deep sense of woundedness of some sort. So, you know, we don't really need to list them, but we all at some stage look at the world and despair at the terrible injustice, the tragedy, the death of people we love, physical and mental illness, anxiety and depression, there's loneliness and disappointment, stress and sadness of various kinds. So, yeah, there is a problem there. What's wrong?
Well, I mean, Eastern religion, Buddhism, for instance, stems from an attempt to deal with the painful reality that we live in. It essentially questions and interrogates the problem of suffering. The answer in that system seems to be to disengage with the world in order to avoid attachment to people and things. So how's the Christian worldview different from that?
It's radically different. I had a conversation a few years ago with a Buddhist monk, a young guy. He was a surfer, previously a surfer. He was a Welsh guy. He'd become a Buddhist monk and he'd given up a whole lot of things that I'd want to affirm as good things in life. I had a great conversation with him, but there was a sadness to it as well, because from his framework, the answer to these very real problems was a disengagement with the world. That is the Eastern answer to these problems. Christian worldview is radically different from that. It doesn't encourage escape from the world, but wants to face up to the pain of the human experience. And it paints a picture that matches with reality. It speaks of a broken world that we all inhabit. And so because of the fall of humanity, as it's described in those early chapters of Genesis, you get this huge fracture between people and God, between people and each other, and between people and the natural world. It's this sense of great loss. At a fundamental level, things are off kilter. Mm-hmm. So we have this deep crisis that I think every human being senses. Now, at its heart, Christianity is offering a solution, offering hope in the face of that very real suffering.
We'll have to spend more time thinking about this. So how about we pick this up next time?
Let's look at hope next time. We'll get a bit more positive.
Yes, more upbeat.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.